The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Wait. You were by yourself when you put 10 grand on black.
Yeah.
Oh,
10K chips. Put it on black. Lost.
From that day, I realized, like, I cannot have any dairy products on a date. I can't even have no ice creams, no desserts.
You say that, I'll say a little something if you say that. Come on, then.
Yeah, bro.
You know what? We've all shit ourselves. What's she doing? She's out of order. That's outrageous.
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. My name is Alfie Days, and this is episode 3. We're just fully in the flow. Just 3 episodes into the new podcast. How mad is that? Time has just gone so quickly. If you're listening for the first time and you're not quite sure how the Secrets Out works, I've been sent a ton of anonymous secrets from the public and invited some of the biggest celebrities to help me go through them. As well as hearing some of the most outrageous secrets that have been sent in by the public, my guests also share some unbelievable stories from their personal lives too. If you haven't already subscribed, please make sure you do now. Hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss an episode. And I'm excited to say that joining me on today's episode is a good friend of mine, JJ, also known as KSI Online, and producer SX. As usual, I feel like I need to give you a heads up. Some of the topics covered in this podcast are pretty full on. These are real people's real life secrets. So if you're feeling squeamish, maybe this podcast isn't for you. And that's totally fine. There are thousands of unbelievable podcasts you can go check out. Okay, if you're still listening, I appreciate you. Let's jump straight into it with both of the guests telling you a little bit about themselves.
Yo, so I'm Sam, or SX. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer from the wonderful home of Wolverhampton. And I'm just out here chilling, man. I've got a new single out called Dangerous, which is out right now. So make sure you go stream it.
Oh, it literally just dropped, didn't it, the other day?
It literally just came out. Like, it came out on Friday. Happy to be here.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on. JJ, what about yourself?
Hi, it's your boy KSI, also known as JJ. I'm a man of many traits, music, boxing, YouTube, skits, pranks, you name it, I do it. And been doing it for 10 plus years. Don't know how I got here, and we're going to see how it goes.
Okay, who's kicking off with a secret? Who wants to go first?
I'll let JJ go first because mine is just a sad.
Yeah, sure. A couple of years ago in Vegas, I spent 10K on black and lost.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, legit. Like, I was having a bad time.
A bad time before you lost the 10K, or that made it the bad time?
Before and after. Oh, shit. Yeah. So it was one of the points where, you know, the ones where, I mean, I don't know, but like, you're feeling yourself and you're like, you know what? I've lost a lot. This is it. I'm going to make sure I bring it all back. It was a late one as well. I had no one there. It was just me. I walked down by myself to the roulette table.
Wait. You were by yourself when you put 10 grand on black?
Yeah.
Oh, 10, shit.
10K chips. Put it on black. Lost. And
did you just walk away?
I left. I just went back. I went back to bed. And I went, all right. This ain't it. This ain't it.
Have you been to the casino since?
Oh yeah, but I have never bet that high ever again.
Do you remember when we went to the casino together, JJ? In London that time, Piccadilly.
Mate, we've gone so many times, bro.
One time I remember we went, right. We were playing downstairs in like the bottom floor of this weird ass casino. And then I remember you going off for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I was like, where's JJ gone? Because everyone else was playing separately and we were playing together.
Yeah.
And I went over to this little table. I didn't even know this game existed. You were putting on like 200, 300, 400 quid bets on high cards.
Oh, yeah.
You were sitting there playing high card by yourself. I didn't even know that was a game in the casino.
Don't gamble irresponsibly. Okay, guys, that's my message. Legit, look. It's one of those where it just happens. You know, you get a bit of money, you start feeling yourself, you bet and you lose. And you lose some more, and then you lose some more, and then before you know it, you're bankrupt. So before I got to that point, I stopped. And now I only bet a little amount. So yeah, every now and then I play a bit of poker, but I only play like $5 games. So it's not too bad, but yeah.
Mine, now I've heard yours first, the severity of mine feels a lot, more severe. So
that's what we like to hear.
I mean,
that's why we're all here listening.
I would much rather tell the story of me losing 10K than I'm about to tell you, to be honest. But, so there was this girl, and I've always kind of like spoken to her since like school. And then one day in our adult life, we went on a date, a few dates actually. And, you know, I think it was like maybe the third or fourth date. So we was kind of comfortable, you know, like we were cool, but not as comfortable as what's about to happen to me. So like we was having food, really nice restaurant. And I'm like really badly lactose intolerant. So some things just don't agree with me and they instantly want to leave, you know. So, we ate. And everything was cool and like, it was all good, man. And we were driving back home and it was quite far away from the house, like maybe like an hour away. So it's just enough time for it to like maybe hold it, or it's just enough time for it to like be shit, it's a problem. And it was definitely the latter, man. So we were driving back and I don't know, man, my stomach just erupted and I was like, oh, whoa, whoa. And it's like one of those ones where it's like, there's nothing I can do at this point, man. And I'm just like...
The point of no return.
Yeah, bro. And like, it was one of those like restaurants in the countryside where there's like nothing around. So it went through my head like, yo, do I just pull over and handle my business? But I didn't do that. I basically just started, you know, don't do this, guys. And, you know, yeah, it was a desperate measure, but I was actually speeding down a country lane. I needed to get home that quick, and I dropped her off home. She got out, and then the second she got out, it was over for me, man.
Wait, so did she find out?
No.
She never knew.
She didn't know. She did mention like, why are we going so fast? And I was just like, I don't know, man. I just like country lanes, you know.
Wait, so as in like, it was just sitting in your pants,
bro? No. It was simmering in my stomach, and then the second she got out the car, like maybe the car door hadn't even closed, my body was just like, that was what you were holding it in for. Now you're on your own, and this is all you. And bro, it just came out, man. And I had to drive home in a situation.
Wait, you know, did it go down your leg or?
It did when I got out the car for sure.
Sam, you're my guy, you know.
No. From that day, I realized like I cannot have any dairy products on a date. I can't even have no ice creams, no desserts. Hopefully, she doesn't hear this because she's mentioned. Remember when you were speeding down that road before? Yeah, man. So, yeah, I definitely shit myself. And, yeah.
There's just no way. You know what? We've all shit ourselves. So, like, you shouldn't feel any type of way about it. I've shat myself when I was a baby. Yeah.
Do you want to tell the story?
No, when I was a baby. No.
Oh, come on. Come on, then.
I have told my
come
secret.
On. You say that. I'll say a little something if you say that. Come on, then.
Yeah, bro. Listen, man, I didn't know that yours was going to be, you lost 10K
in a
casino. Damn, I wish
this was on video right now.
Bro, what? Like, he lost 10K in a casino. I shit myself after a date. Yeah, bro, I had to throw you under the bus, man. I'm sorry.
Come on, give the people what they want,
man.
Oh, my God.
What are you saying? You can't be sitting there, that whole secret, being smug when you when
he,
you've got
he
your
tried
own
to make
story.
Up for my thing. You'd be like, "Yeah, it's cool, man. We've all shit ourselves." And he tried to say, "When I was a baby." No, no, bro. I know the secrets, man.
For my sake, because I know Reddit gonna go ham on me. I say nothing.
You can say nothing if you want to say nothing, but I don't know if it's going to be worse. Leaving it up to people's imagination.
You know what? I think that's probably better, if I'm being honest.
My boyfriend and I went to his parents' house for dinner one night so I could meet them for the first time. As he introduced me to his parents, I realised that his dad was my old uni professor that I used to sleep with.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that...
Yo, oh, shit.
That... Oh, mate, so... So she's fucked.
You finally got to the stage where you can meet parents and you just get there and you just realise that you've really bagged his dad.
Wait, so there's two things going on here. You've got... One is your boyfriend's dad that you've slept with, and the other is your boyfriend's dad has cheated on his on your boyfriend's mum with you.
Stress. It's time to leave, man. It's time to go home.
Hey, yo, jeez. Nah, just peace out. Yeah, find a new boyfriend. Nah, nah, it's
so you're
done
saying
out.
Just
done
no,
out.
Straight out.
Nah, it's done.
What about what if they've been together like 2 years?
Nah, nah, it's over. It's over. You got into there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucked. The whole thing's fucked. The whole thing's fucked. No, no, no. The whole situation's fucked. You need to abort the mission.
When? Okay. Say she ends it. Okay, she's like, right, this is not going to work long term. Does she drop the bomb when she ends it, or does she just not ever say anything?
Nah,
leave it with the dad.
Nah, don't say anything because it'll fuck that family up forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
See what I'm saying? Just leave it and leave it peaceful.
Mazzolini. Nah, get out. Get out and just ghost. Mad.
Imagine she just drops it straight at the dinner table with everyone there.
I mean, if you're going to do it,
at
least...
I'm going to rate that as well. Like,
at least let everyone see because that's going viral. What? I spit in my yogurts to make them creamier.
You do.
Wait, is that the secret?
That's the secret. Hey,
that's the secret. Like,
what do you mean? No. Don't do that. That's the secret. I spit in my yogurts to make them creamier.
Yeah, nah, that doesn't even make sense.
Where are they eating their yogurts? Are we talking in public? Like, have you guys seen that Instagram account? What's it called? It's called Subway Creatures, the Instagram account. And it's just people doing weird shit on the subway. I saw one the other day, yeah?
Wait, this Subway woman, Creepers?
I'm going to have a look at it right now.
Oh, creatures.
I saw this woman clipping her toenails on the subway.
What? Oh,
this is
mad.
The kind of shit that will make it on there. Whoa. Spitting in their yogurt.
There's a guy making a meal?
It's hectic, isn't it?
This guy's reading a book called How to Live with a Huge Penis.
God's sake. Yeah, nah,
that's...
I don't know. Like, I mean, that person's clearly into freaky things.
But why would you do that? Doesn't that just... You can't enjoy that. Surely
you just... I think you just... It's, the person's just been weird, man.
I don't even think that's real, man.
You don't think that's real?
That's probably
what about,
bullshit.
I'm kind of just like... People are into, and the more and more I do this podcast, the more weird shit for me I see that people are into. And I'm kind of just like, if it's in your own home, it's not harming anyone, you do your thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you're out and about, if you're on the bus having a yogurt on the way back from college and you're spitting in it, you need to sort that out.
Yeah, yeah, fam. Yeah, yeah, I guess, yeah. If you're doing it in private, then yeah, have fun. Go crazy. You can shit in your yogurt if you want. I need it to make it.
Oh, man.
You know, smellier. Like, do your thing, but just don't do it in public, innit? Just.
When I was in a relationship, me and my partner thought it'd be funny to get a mold of his penis made into a dildo. We broke up a year later and I've kept it. My now boyfriend uses it on me, thinking it's one I bought from the shop.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that is...
Not my ex's actual dick shape.
That's weird.
That's stress weird. Though for him, because if he found that out.
That's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Nah, man. Like, if she's your ex or he's your ex, you just leave. You gotta leave it. Everything that you had with them, you gotta just remove it.
You could simply just buy another one from the shop, man.
Yeah. It's got no... Why? That's weird. What's she doing? Nah, pour in the bin, fam. Nah. What's she doing? She's out of order. That's outrageous.
Man, I wish this podcast had visuals as well.
That's outrageous. Yeah, I think
everything needs to be scrapped. It's not...
Yeah, that's dead, man.
It's not doing any good for her, and it's not good for the relationship if anything ever came out. If she was still friends with the ex in the years to come, and that came out, holy shit.
But maybe they might break up, and then one day she might get back with him because she's clearly in love with his dick, and then...
Yeah.
It's a memorabilia from the past.
Yeah, she needs to put that in the bin. Get that in the bin.
Yeah, in the bin.
You wouldn't even think, though. You wouldn't even think about that being a thing. I didn't even know that was something you could do.
I was going to say, like, how good would it look, though? Like, is it like a clay? Like, what do? Like, put your dick in like a clay casting and then what?
Yeah, it must
how
be.
How could you not know that?
It must be like one of those. Yeah, like, you know, remember when I was younger in school, we made like our own hands. Out of like clay, and then she must have just.
It's not made out of clay, fam.
No.
What are you guys on about?
She's made a mold and then had it changed into whatever it is. All
right, fine. Yeah. Okay.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together, and we were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just... great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
My boyfriend's housemate mentioned that during lockdown, he caught my boyfriend wanking on FaceTime to me. He told him it's how we've been keeping things spicy while separated. We laughed about it at the time, but the truth is we've never done that. I don't know what he was actually up to, but I think I need to confront him.
Oh.
Wait, what?
So it wasn't her. So he's...
I'm trying to think.
He's having a funky time on FaceTime with someone, and he said it's his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's found out and been like, no, we haven't done that.
Maybe she thought it was FaceTime, but it was just...
Yeah.
Some... you know those porns where it's live?
No, I don't know about them, man.
Yeah, of course you don't. Yeah, nice, nice. Nice. What, you say you've never been a porn of? Come on.
Right.
No, don't do this to me. No, you liar.
Wait, what?
Do you mean like webcams? Hey, you, and all that bullshit. No, but like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe she thought it was something that it wasn't.
I got premium.
Maybe he's just wanking to porn.
Yeah, maybe he's just...
Let a man wank to porn, fam.
Having some portrait porn on his phone, and they think it's FaceTime.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah, like...
I still think she needs to confront him, though. She needs to have a chat with him just so that she settles her mind. That's going to fuck her mind up. If she doesn't chat with him and find out what's going on...
Well, I mean, I think it's weird that she doesn't confront him or she doesn't talk to him about it. Like...
What would you do if it was your girlfriend?
Oh,
like,
no,
your girlfriend...
Like, with my girlfriend, like, I talk to her about everything. Yeah, I'm open, so open, everything. And that's just how we have a good relationship because there's no secrets, there's nothing I hide from her. I just tell her how it is, so... It's just easier. It's easier and better for your conscience. But Yeah, like if you're scared to confront someone about something, then I think you need to think about whether you think that person is right for you.
Yeah. JJ with the wisdom.
Wait, no, but I'm dumb, innit? Dumb, innit?
At some point in my life, I'm planning to leave and just travel the world without telling anyone.
I rate that.
Yeah, I rate that.
I feel like everyone deep down somewhere always like, or maybe it's just me, I've always thought like, what would happen if I was just like...
You just fucked off.
One day just stopped and was like, oh, I'm going to become a farmer and just live off my land. Just done.
Yeah, it's a flex, man. Cool. I'm not mad at that, yeah.
I mean, it's your
do you reckon
life.
You'd, do you reckon either of you would ever do that from your jobs? Just switch up one day, just be like... try. Obviously, you've both tried like new things and you've switched things up, but fully just go...
I reckon I would do that.
Completely different lane.
Not yet, but I would one day. Like, I don't want to do music forever.
I feel like I've already done that. Like, with the boxing, it was just...
True.
I've never boxed in my life, and all of a sudden, I'm fighting in front of how many thousands, you know, live in the stadium and millions online. Like, I always just try new stuff. I think that's what keeps it fresh for me, and I guess I think that's one of the reasons why I've been able to do what I do for so long, because, you know, I never really get bored of anything, because
if I do get bored,
I just switch to another thing.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
So you think this person should do that?
Yeah, of course. If you want to do
it, the only thing I'm thinking is if they've maybe plan it a little bit so you don't do it when you've got like kids or something and you're just like, fucking, you just gone out of there.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't have any responsibilities.
I'd say just do it sooner.
Yeah.
If you don't have any responsibilities, then yeah, go ham.
My partner bought a new, very expensive gaming headset. I accidentally hoovered up the wire and it became tangled in the hoover. After about an hour of pulling the wire out, I decided to test it out to see if it still worked. It tripped the computer and the whole thing immediately shut down. I panicked at the thought of telling my partner, so I came up with an excuse. I have a son who is 4 years old, and I told my partner that my son must have spilled something on it or messed about with it. He then got his toys taken away, and my partner still doesn't know it was me.
Damn.
Who takes their stuff away from a four-year-old, man? That's fucked because it's the mom. Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah. See, that kid's now forever gonna hate
his dad. Mom. Well, his dad, because his dad took his toys away now.
Yeah, but he's gonna hate the mom as well because he's gonna be like, "Yo, I know what you did."
Yeah, that's stress, man.
I saw you hoover that thing. I saw you mess it up.
I'm like, this is just part of having kids, being able to blame it on the kids. I'm like, that's sick.
Well, that's why I'm like...
Surely something's happened where you've been able to blame it on your two kids.
There is definitely some perks of having kids, but but something like that, I'd just be like, yo, I'm not going to lie. I've hoovered up your wire and it's stuck in the hoover. Help me get it out of the hoover. I wouldn't try and do it on my own and be like, that means other shit's going on and you're scared to talk about other things and you're a liar. You're probably cheating.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Isn't it? Think about it.
Fucking hell, I've got a whole Bible passage here. All right. So I am a 20-year-old British Army officer. After I finished my training, I was deployed to Afghanistan in 2019. When we were there, we had to stay at an American base for a night as we were unable to safely reach our own. Me and a sergeant broke into their food quarters, stole a shit ton of American candy. The British Army don't have the best candy shipped out to Afghan. When the Americans realized that their food was missing, they asked me, because I was an officer, if I knew who might have done it. I blamed it on two young privates who had to run 15 kilometers in 43 degree heat as punishment. Never told them the truth in the end. Yeah, mad.
That is stress.
I think that's just part of army life, isn't it?
And the ones who make the rules break the rules, man.
What? I mean, yo, don't be a young private, innit?
Yeah, just advance straight to top level.
Yeah.
Yo, it's mad how much of a variety these bloody secrets are. We literally go from like spitting in yogurt to like an army officer writing in.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, as you're reading that, I'm like, nah, there's no way. Surely this is bullshit. This is bullshit. And then I'm like, who's making this up? This has to be real. Who's making that up?
I believe this one. I believe
this. Yeah, this one makes, this one's real.
I don't get that though. I swear, like British chocolate is just so much better than American chocolate.
Chocolate for sure. But
yeah, like I hate Hershey's and all of that. I think Cadbury's, Nestle, oh man. Best. Peng.
Wait. After our friendship, it could be on the line right now. Are you a Cadbury or a Galaxy man?
Oh, Cadbury.
Bad boy saying Cadbury. That. Come on.
Of course.
Yeah.
I lost my memory at 17 after a sudden illness. Whoa. I don't remember my childhood, school, or any family events. My mum has played a huge part in my recovery. She retaught me everything, including my other family members. Shit, so she didn't even remember them. I have a good relationship with my family now at 25, but my mum and I have never told them about my memory loss. Whenever they tell stories, I just play along. When we see extended family, I don't even recognise them. I don't want our relationship to deteriorate because I've lied about such a massive secret.
I don't think that's called lying, though. I think that's like a very... I think anybody who found that out in his family must have a understanding, like... You wouldn't want to necessarily just come out with that, surely. Like, that's a hard thing to do. You know what
that's
I mean?
It's crazy. Like, imagine being 17 and just forgetting everything.
Yeah.
So, like, would you not know how to speak English?
No. Don't remember. Had to be retaught everything by her mum.
Damn.
But that's... this is the kind of thing where I'm just like, people are holding on to the maddest, most, like, my mind has been open doing their series. So bloody much, but just like, you never know what people have got or going through or anything. It's mad.
Yeah.
At 17, complete memory loss. I didn't even think that's a thing.
Because that's when your adult life is just starting as well. So yeah. Everything you've just learned in school is gone. That's crazy, man. What is the illness? Do you know what it is?
No, not too sure.
Because I'm just trying
to
see
what... I don't think, like you said, I think using the word like lied about and stuff is definitely not right here. I think she needs to do her own thing. Tell people when she's ready to tell people and just like... Mm. There's not lying. This is and just you're going through
it's so confusing too.
Like unbelievable experience.
And if you forget how to speak, like, then you physically cannot do that anyway, so...
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, just losing all your memory. Mad.
The power of the mind.
Damn.
Imagine she was like a raging racist before she was 17.
Yeah, that's so much trust on her mum, man, to teach her everything.
Everything.
All her own experiences that she's learned and now gone and she's having to relearn just from her mum's experience.
That's mad. And I've never heard of like that condition ever or whatever it is.
Just give that to like every racist.
Basically.
That's their condition.
Literally.
And they're like, oh, wow, I treat everyone equally. Just teach them that. Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah. Wild.
Okay, if there's anyone that you think should jump on and do the podcast, at the end of every episode, we always ask the guests who they think we should reach out to try and get on in future episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think should come on?
I would like
chat?
To see JME on this. I was literally thinking it. I would love to know what his secret is. And JME?
JME, yeah.
No, that's one for me.
Yeah, he'd be sick.
I mean, this is a wild one, but I think Tyler the Creator would be pretty sick.
Bloody hell. Yeah, if you just drop me his number or his email, then I might be able to reach out.
No, okay, well, I mean...
No. You never know. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Secret's Out. Next week on the podcast, I'm joined by Martin and Roman Kemp. We've got a father and son duo talking about not only their own real secrets, which gets awkward, but also other people's anonymous secrets. Like, father and son, it's a good one. Make sure you're subscribed if you haven't already so that each new episode will arrive right to your device once it's been released. And last thing, Since this is episode 3, if you haven't already listened to episode 1 and episode 2, feel free to go do so now. They're both up. They're both live. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Have a good one. I'll see you soon.